Welcome back to the Musically Minded Mama podcast. This is episode 72. So today's episode is dedicated to the mother, the wife, the breadwinner, the whoever you are. I notice that I always come to a point in my life where I'm like freaking out and I'm trying to figure out what to do, where to start. I feel like that's every month though, but whatever. It is the end of school season here in Florida, Central Florida, where my family and I live. And, you know, I'm just starting to think about, okay, the schedule is going to change. Now it's going to be a summer schedule. And what am I going to have the kids do? What activities? What am I doing? Where are we going? You know, all these things, thoughts running through my head. I mean, they're good things, but it's kind of overwhelming if you think about it all at once. So I just found myself in this space of like overwhelm. And I was sitting here thinking to myself, you know, I don't even know where to start. So I'm thinking, okay, where can I start? And I figured out where I should start. I was listening to something and it sparked these ideas in my head. And that is what I'm going to share with you today. Two things that I think will help simplify your life and make connecting with your babies even easier. So listen up. Here we go. Are you a musician mama struggling with working mom guilt? Does leaving your kids for a performance make you feel out of sync? Do you just love music and want your kids to reap the benefits of learning to play or using it to learn? In this podcast, you'll learn how to share your love of music with your kids to create a deeper connection with them, even if you don't know how to sing or play. You'll even get tips for your own musical endeavors and find ways to manage your time effectively as a musician. My mission is to help musical mamas manage their time and mindsets so that your skills and children are growing at the same time. This will ultimately create a melodious life filled with excitement that will inspire your kids. Even if you don't know how to sing or play music, there is still a way for you to share the gift of music with your kids. I am convinced that musically minded mamas should raise their voices and instruments because your God-given potential should not be wasted. Hello, I'm Joanne, a wife, mom, teacher, and daughter of the King. For years, I struggled to pursue my passion. When I became a mother, no time became my biggest excuse, and I hid my gift of music behind my gift of motherhood. I was afraid of what people would say and believe the big mom lie, that I didn't deserve to take time to develop my music or share my love for it with my kids. I finally have realized that by sharing my passion for music with my kids and letting them be an inspiration to me, I am finding fulfillment. If you're ready to finally pursue your family passion by using your musical passion, you found a friend. It's time to say yes to using your love of music and connect with your kids. So warm up your voice and start practicing those skills, friend. It's time to waltz with me through all things family management, mindset, mentoring, and music. Let's make memories and music together. Okay, so like I was saying, I think these two things will simplify your life and make connecting with your kiddos easier. So, you know, the summer is coming up for those of us in Florida. Even if summer's not coming up, you know, different things are happening in your life. And sometimes it can be overwhelming, can be very frustrating because you just don't know where to start. And I want to say to you today that if you make whatever it is you have to figure out, figure out what is essential and then make it effortless so you can accomplish it, I think it will assist you. So two E's, figure out what is essential and then make it effortless. So, you know, in thinking about, okay, the summer's coming up, what am I going to do, this and that, I had to prioritize. I'm a big list maker, and if you're not, you can still figure out, okay, what is priority here? And if what you need to do isn't matching your priorities, then you don't need to do it. So, for example, I know that a big priority for me is that I can rest. But also another priority for me is that I can do things with my kids. So those are my two priorities. If I can be able to be rested and spend time with my kids, then I'm going to do it. And then I think about, okay, if they want to go here, they want to go there, they want to do this activity, tennis, swimming, etc. Yes, we can do it, but will I be able to be rested, fully rested, so that I can be at my best when I'm with them? If it's a no, I'm not going to do it. If it's a yes, we're going to do it, and we're going to make it effortless, because it's going to be easy. It's going to be fun. It's going to be something enjoyable, because my priorities are in the right place. So here's another example. If you don't know by now, I love learning languages, especially Spanish. My daughter's learning Spanish and French. I have a tutor for her. She used to attend public school that was half in English and half in Spanish, but we had to make a little move there, a little transfer, but she still is taking lessons with a Spanish tutor each week. And so, you know, that is something that is a high priority, but sometimes it can get a little funny because we don't necessarily have the time or whatever to do it. But if I can make it easy and fun, we can get it done. So what I try to do, in addition to her having her tutor, because remember, that's a priority, learning Spanish, I try to make it easy and I try to make it fun. So when we're in the car, I found a podcast called Eat Your Spanish. It's a cute little one, but it's just easy. It's fun, and we're in our car. We're listening to something anyway. Might as well make it something enjoyable. So we listen to it. She learns new vocabulary. They have songs. We sing it. It's effortless. You don't even have to think about it. Another example is we're also big into music. So it's a struggle, you know, sitting down and practicing. But it's a priority, learning how to play the piano. So how can I make it easy and fun? Well, I can think about, let's say, if we practice for 5 minutes, we can do something fun for 5 minutes. Just making it effortless. It's a big deal, because it can be a priority, but if it's going to be something hard that we have to accomplish and it's like, you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it. But if we can somehow twist it and make the perspective, make it effortless, we're going to be able to get it done. So I've given you 3 examples there. Something personal for me, because I've been saying this for years, that I want to write a children's book. I'm going to make it a priority. It's going to be essential. And I am going to figure out how can I make it effortless. I am not sure at the moment, but I am going to think about it. And I'll come back to you guys and share with you what I figured out, how to make it effortless. The only thing coming to my mind is, first thing when I wake up, I can just start writing. Just have a notebook and a pen by my bed. First thing after I pray and my devotion, write a couple pages of the book, because it's going to be a children's book that's 28 or 32 pages there. You heard my daughter there in the background. Anyway, that's all I wanted to share with you. Whatever you're trying to do, let's simplify it. Make it easy for you. Make sure you're connecting with your kiddos while you're doing it, because we are only given them for a couple years and then it's gone, right? They're adults and they move on. So make it easy, figure out what is essential and make it effortless, and you will be able to be successful. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you next time. Can you do me a couple favors? Favor number 1. Go to iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your music from, and listen to a couple seconds of a song called Mama Cry, M-A-M-A Cry. It's written by my husband, Paul. And if you like it, please support us. Please purchase it. It's only $1. And we would really appreciate if you could do that. Favor number 2. Go connect with me on Instagram at Musically Minded Mama, or in our Facebook group, Musically Minded Mama. Favor number 3. If this episode inspired you, encouraged you, taught you something, I would love for you to share this with someone who you know could benefit. Take a screenshot, share it in your stories, and tag me. This is the number 1 way you can thank me, and I'm so grateful for you, and I would love to connect with you.
Did you like my mommy's podcast? Please remember to subscribe and leave a review. My lovely mamas!
Go forth, mama. Be confident, be courageous, and be you.